In these, the closing day of time, the joy, the glorious hope unfolds. Hey. Soon the great truth shall be sublime. He shall be King of kings and
sister, he's coming soon. dead in Christ rise. Brother.
Dead in Christ, who needs us lie in countless numbers, all shall rise. Through the portals of the sky, he shall come to prepare.
Coming soon. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And every sign indicates that he's coming.
Amen.
And to us, even we know he's here.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ever shining.
Amen.
Jesus, amen.
Jesus is ever shining.
God, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and he's always present.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
This morning, we have a thanksgiving to the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
And the thanksgiving comes from our precious brother Vegas and our sister Ingrid.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
They say that... It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years
Amen.
That the Lord brought them together.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
18 years of marriage. And they want to give the thanks to the Lord
Amen.
For keeping them together. And may the Lord keep them together.
Amen.
till he comes.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. And this morning, we have a visitor here as a prince.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to bless you. That's a friend of Brother Johnny. Brother Johnny, God bless you. And brother, we don't take you as a visitor.
Amen.
We take you as part of us here this morning. And we believe it is not going to be the last time.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Shall we bow down our heads for a moment? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord, for opening yet another week like this for us. Father, we thank you for the brightness of the day, oh, the breeze of life that is blowing. Oh, Father, even we look back and thank you for the week that is past.
Amen.
Our going outs and our coming ins, our children going to school and back, going to work and back in our homes. Oh, Lord, we say thank you, God. And even yesterday night, oh, Lord, oh, your eyes were upon us, Lord. Your hands were upon us, Lord. Your angels were there, oh, God. That kept us through the night and has brought us to the beginning of another day, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. And even this morning, we found ourselves in no other place but in your presence, Lord. Oh, some are preparing to go to the stadium today. Some are preparing to go to the disco. Oh, but Lord, you prepared our footsteps, Lord, to your presence. Oh, there is no better place, Lord, as the prophet said, oh, than the house of God. And Father, we thank you that we are in your house, Lord, this morning. Oh, Father, you saw this day. You made this day that your children must be glad and rejoice in it. So, Father, oh, we wait at your feet this morning that the blessings of the day, oh, Lord, will be our portion, oh, God. Oh, Father, we pray this moment, Lord, even as we've come to your presence, we know something good is in store for us. Lord, bless your word, oh, God, the word of life, and let it be unto us, oh, God, according to your riches in glory. Lord, you know individually our hearts, Lord. Father, you know the request upon your children's heart this morning. Oh, Father, meet each and every one, Lord. Father, let your word, oh God, be a sustainer this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I surrender myself this moment, Lord. The Lord Jesus, we came here not to see a man. We came to see you, Lord. The Holy Spirit, take your place, Lord, and speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. As we keep standing, let's take our Bibles and let's turn to Matthew 11. Reading from the 7th verse to the 10th. Matthew 11, 7 to 10. Let's hear the word of God. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaking with the wind? But what went he out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in the king's house. But what went he out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet.
Amen.
For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, this is your word. You are the author of it, to God. Father, bless your word and make it a living bread for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? You're all welcome to the house of God this morning. Amen. And before we go back to our reading, I just want to say something about our precious brother, young brother Denzel. I think the whole church, with one spirit and with one accord, we're praying for him. Amen. 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 So it happened that Brother Vlad invited me to Babrigan, and that was after Friday's service. So I had the opportunity to take our sister Rudo and Denzel to Babrigan. I drove them there. And in course of it, I knew that Denzel had to be at the hospital. Actually, it was announced at the church. So I asked, because I knew that our precious brother Tommy is not here. And so I asked if how they were going. He said they would have to take bus. So, sister, no, there is a car. And so definitely I had to go with you. And even I would like to be at the hospital and see what actually the doctors wanted to do. So we went together, and when the doctors came, I asked them, what exactly are they going to do? He said, oh, even we have prepared a bed for him. I said, well, let me ask, in case you take or ask, what are you going to do, an examination before you touch him? He said, yeah, of course, we're going to do examination. Then I asked, if you do the examination and the blood is perfect, are you going to go ahead or we go home? And he said, no matter, even if it is perfect, we are still going to go ahead. And then I asked, why? He said, the case of Denzel has been ups and downs like this. That's the record. And if it had been something like this way, maybe up, down, this way, up, that would have been okay, but it has been like this. And they see it as something very dangerous. So I wanted to know what actually is going to be the cause of all this, what they were going to do. And he said, look, it's going to help him. The transition, I asked the transition that he has to go through, he said it will take him maybe 1 year or 2 years. And that transition is purposely to clean. Take notice, that's what the doctor said. And when he said that word, something struck me. He said, that transition period is going to clean the system, clean all the sickness, wash everything from the kidney. And during those time, he will be improving also at the same time. And that is very necessary, because if they had to give him a transplant in future, that would be very good, because if it is not cleaned, the disease is not clean, even when they do another transplant, the disease will affect the kidney again. So it comes back to the same situation. So that word cleaning, then something striked. I said, oh, glory be to God. Because our prophet never condemned medicine, nor medication. But what the prophet said was that medicine and medication cleans the body. Praise the Lord. But healing comes from Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. And so we shall continue praying for our boy for a total healing. Hallelujah. Amen. And so let the medical do the cleaning for us. And we, our God, will do the healing. And we believe that the healing has already taken place. Amen. So we thank God that they've started the dialysis or whatever you call it. That word always, I can't pronounce, because it's not in our vocabulary. See? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And so we'll continue asking our God to finish that's a total healing in our boy. Amen. Amen. So this morning, if anyone even is sick here, we believe before we leave here, we shall receive our healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let's go back to what we read. From Matthew 11, 7 to 10. It said, and as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? I believe they said no. Yes, sir. He said no. Then Jesus asked them again, but what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? I believe that point, they said actually we were expecting something like that because the way how this man is dressed actually is not it's not really good. You know the way how John the Baptist was dressed? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Sheepskin. So maybe they said, he wasn't dressed well, is he? Then Jesus added, behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. Praise the Lord. That Jesus referring them, see, because they didn't agree, they weren't in what? They didn't see anything good in what? John the Baptist dressing. They felt that it should have been something what better. So Jesus was referring them that if then you are looking for a man clothed in soft raiment, then I'm telling you that those who wear those clothings are in the king's houses. Oh, praise the Lord. Then he asked them, but what went ye out to see? A prophet? Amen. I said, yeah. I said, then, I want to tell you, he is more than a prophet. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And so, this morning, let's see how this very statement came from Jesus asking them. It was when John the Baptist had sent his disciples to go and ask Jesus. Because, you know, John the Baptist knew who Jesus Christ was. He knew that Jesus Christ was capable of what? Bringing him out of the prison. He had that power. He had that authority. But whilst he was there, there was nothing forthcoming. So he became a little bit disturbed. And so he had to ask his disciples, go and ask him if he is the one. Or we wait for another one. But let's see what the answer that came. As verse 11, 3 to 5. The disciples went. And then they asked the question, are thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Amen. Amen. So when John heard all this, he raised up his hand and said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Because he knew the Messiah, when he comes, he was going to do all these things. Amen. And so now his disciples went and came back with a confirmation. And so John was now ready to face any situation at all. Praise the Lord. He was ready now to face every situation. But now, this morning, our topic is, what went ye out for to see? It's a question to us now. What went ye out, you, to see? We were somewhere, my brother. We went somewhere, my sister. And we went out. That's why we are seated here. Praise the Lord. We went somewhere from different places. Either from denominations. Or even from what? From the world. Wherever. But meanwhile, you've left a place to come and sit here. So the question now, this morning, what Jesus asked the people. He said, what went ye out for to see? We went out to see what? We came here to see what, my brother? That's our question this morning that we need to find the answer. My brother, the answer is in your own heart. What you came here to see. What you came here to find. You know, let's look at John the Baptist for a while. The prophet said, John in his day, by the world, was considered as a wild man. He was half naked, piece of sheepskin wrapped around him, woolly beard over his face. His hair probably stood out from the side. And the world, the people out in the world, would call him crazy. Amen. Oh, just an old hermit that lived out into the wilderness. That's how the world looked at him. That's somebody that's crazy. And then he said to the church, considered him as a fanatic. The church thought that man absolutely is a strictly religious crank. Look at what the church thought of what? John the Baptist. It's all working towards ourselves, how we came here, what do we see? But when those, now here, listen to what the prophet said here. He said, but those who knew John, those who believed in him, they went out to see something that was real. Oh, praise the Lord. Those who knew John the Baptist, the purpose why he came, he said those people, when they went out to see something that was real. They went to seek scripture fulfilling. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Scripture fulfilling unfolding before them. Amen. They have read from the scroll that there will be a voice in the wilderness crying, preparing the way for the Messiah. And there they saw his ministry.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Repentance,
preparing the way, breaking every mountain, filling every valley, making highway in the desert. These are all spiritual. Praise God. So when they looked at the ministry of the truth, this is the man. So they saw something real unfolding before them. Oh, praise the Lord. When you go out, once you come here, my brother, my sister, is something being shown real to you? Are you seeing something real in your life? Oh, praise God. Scripture fulfilling. And my brother, anytime you see scripture fulfilling right before you unfolding, it brings a true refreshing. It brings a refreshing in your life.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And so if that refreshing, we don't see the evidence, then my brother and my sister, there is something wrong.
Amen.
You've come out here. You came to see what? And so he said, many, now listen, many went there to find fault. And falsely accused him of having an evil spirit. See? Many go to find what? To find fault. To accuse him. They did it to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. See? They went purposely to find fault. My brother, do you come here to find fault? Do you come here to see mistakes? Do you come here to look at your brother, your sister? How he or she is dressed or whatever? I believe it is not here. But my brother, my sister is a spirit. If you give yourself, it will what? It will be your life. And so, one thing was that these people could really see that the man was fulfilling scripture. But they never liked his appearance. They never liked his ministry. Because it was too hard. Straight on the face. They saw that that is him. They knew. Ah, Nicodemus just went by night to Jesus Christ. Said, we know. We know. The Pharisees looked at the way how they tried Jesus in many ways. They come together. As the prophet said, a synagogue of Satan. The synagogue, as we saw in our prayer meetings, the prophet said, synagogue doesn't mean the same as a church.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He said, church is a call out.
Amen.
Church means a call out.
Amen.
But he said, a synagogue is a gathering, an assembly.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he said, that assembly or gathering could be a good assembly or an evil assembly. But these assembly of the Pharisees were always what? Evil.
Amen.
And that was what he called the synagogue of Satan. See? A gathering of what? Evil thoughts and evil minds planning how they could what? Have a way or they could just bring Jesus down. Synagogue of Satan.
Amen.
And so these people knew that John the Baptist was the man. But yet, it was very difficult for them. But meanwhile, they will come anyhow to be baptized. See? They will come anyhow and say, bro, let's go and baptize anyway. Because the guy is actually, he's speaking the truth. And it's really the way how you know that it's him. Say, so I myself, I know. Let's go and baptize today. See? And when they are coming, John the Baptist will see them. He will discern their thoughts and their minds. He knows all. Oh, that is Elijah spirit. Oh, in this our day, the Elijah of this our day, Malachi 4, could discern every thoughts and mind, the heart and everything. He will discern their hearts and thoughts. Oh, and John the Baptist will look at them and say, oh, generation of vipers. You generation of vipers. Who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
Amen.
See? Then he will tell them, bring forth therefore fruits worth of repentance.
Amen.
Bring forth fruits worth of repentance. My brother, the first thing even to receive the Holy Ghost, he said, repent.
Amen.
Repent. That's the first step. And John the Baptist will tell him, bring forth therefore fruits worth of repentance.
Amen.
You see? And begin not to say within yourself as Luke 3, 7 to 9. Luke 3:7-9. He said, bring forth therefore fruits. I'm reading from 8 now. Bring forth fruits. Words of repentance. And begin not to say within yourselves. You see, all what they say within themselves. Oh, everything is being revealed to the prophet. Amen. When he says something about repentance, that you people, you have sinned and you need to make things right. They will stand there in their hearts and say, ah, we are the seed of Abraham. We are the sons of Abraham. You see? Within themselves. That's what they will be saying. And they know that as long as the Bible says, the scripture says, is that God said, I will bless you and your seed after you. So they always take that definitely, no matter how, they will be blessed. So when the word comes and it is lashing them, they will say within themselves, oh, we are Abraham's children. Oh, praise the Lord. And now he was telling them, he said, bring forth what? A fruit worth of repentance. And begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. See? For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Amen. If you repent, God will raise these stones. My brother, God is capable. If he wants worship, he knows how to bring people to come and worship him. So it is, my brother, the way our attitude and everything towards what? Chevys and church and everything is true. Many of us are really occupied with examinations and school and all. It's very true. My prayer is that every student will complete his or her education quickly and give the whole of himself to the Lord. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's just, we are in a Pharaoh's world, you see. Always giving you what? Task, 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 task. Praise the Lord. But I believe that is my prayer. Each and every student will go through his exams and everything and come out what, with flying colors. And then you'll find a very good job and you have time for the Lord. Amen. Is that, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewed down and cast into fire. That was the way how John the Baptist was preaching, really hard. Amen. Elijah ministry, really hard. Because he has to prepare the way for what? For the Lord to come in. And in this our day, there is our Elijah to prepare a bride. So the message had to what? To be cut in.
Amen.
Because the bride must be what? Without blemish.
Amen.
Without spot.
Amen.
Without wrinkle.
Amen.
A holy church.
Amen.
Which Jesus said, I will present to myself.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But and so the message is not what? For babies still sucking what? Milk. He said, whom should I teach knowledge? Said, them that have been weaned from the breast.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
I always refer to Brother David all the time. That when Brother David comes here and his feeding bottle is in his sister's bag, and then small time he goes and takes the feeding bottle and begin to take. Everybody say, ah, what is this? Eh? Praise the Lord. It's the same thing. As adults in Christ, when we begin to do things like children, it's the same thing.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When I was a child, I spoke like a child and thought like a child and did things like a child. But when I grew up, I put every childish ways behind. Praise the Lord. Now, they always wanted to find what? Problem with what? With John the Baptist. But one thing you know, even what John the Baptist eats, they said is a devil. This man came eating his meat. The Bible says his meat was what? Locusts and what? Wild honey. So, he doesn't eat. He's just a devil. Look at that. It's every small thing, they begin to look for what? They look for a fault. My brother, that spirit is always amongst Christians. A small thing, then they try to fan it to make it what? A big something. My brother, my sister, that is not the right spirit. So this morning, we have this same question in hand to answer. What went ye out to see? We have come out from different places. Have we come here to see a reed with a reed shaking with the wind? You know a reed? Have you seen a reed? A reed is it grows mostly out from the mud. And it's just something just like that. It has no stalk. Very flexible. So when the wind blows this way, you see that they're all going this way. Then it turns and then they go this way. When a whirlwind is going round, see? It has no stalk, no backbone. That kind of preacher are we coming to see here? No, sir. That's not the kind of preacher we want in our pulpit here. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That is carried away by every wind of doctrine. We want what? We are adults, we want what? Real meat, hard meat. So we came here not to see what? A reed shaking with the wind. A preacher that what? Has no backbone. We never came here to see that one. Or do we come here to see a man clothed in soft raiment? My brother, maybe you have not really seen the regalia of my people over there in Rome. Praise the Lord. The dressing is really silky. You could see that it's really soft. They put on more than what? There's the first one, second one, third one, and then another one here. Really soft clothing. Oh, hallelujah. My brother, that's not the type we come here to see. Amen. Hanging crucifixion. When you wear it, it's about some of the charismatic churches. The leader, they also the same way they dress. Then with what? A crucifixion cross hanging. When you wear it, it's about 20 kilos. Oh, praise the Lord. And after service, they had to massage the neck. Because the cross has been weighing the neck. That's not the type of preacher we want here. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Crucifixion is here. Amen. It's in our heart. Amen. Oh, praise God. That Jesus asked this question because if they had known John the Baptist, see, Jesus asked this question because if they had known John the Baptist, they would have known him, Christ, also. If they had identified themselves with John the Baptist, then they would have known who he, Christ, was. But because they never identified themselves with John the Baptist, they couldn't also recognize Christ when he came. Oh, a vindicated prophet. They couldn't identify themselves with him. And then the prophet said, you must have something to identify with. Amen. You must have something to identify with. Amen. You must have an evidence. You must have an absolute. Amen. A type post. Amen. Amen. So what went he out for to see? It depends on what exactly you are looking for. Amen. See? It depends on what you are looking for. If you come here looking for Christ, oh, you see him. Amen. More and more and more. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So the prophet said, God doesn't send you to hell for being a sinner. Listen closely. that God doesn't send you to hell for being a sinner. God, because you won't, that God sends you to hell because you won't repent and take Christ as your Savior. You refuse to take the right road. You send yourself to torment. You send yourself, your own soul, to its eternal destination upon the free moral agency of your own conviction.
Amen.
Amen. And again he said here, God does not send anyone to hell.
Amen.
My brother, take notice of this. Sorry. God does not send anyone to hell. He never did.
Amen.
And he never will.
Amen.
He said men send themselves to hell because they refuse to accept the way of salvation.
Amen.
He's a long-suffering God.
Amen.
He doesn't want any to perish.
Amen.
Never wanted it.
Amen.
But men rather walk in darkness than to walk in the light.
Amen.
See? He said, through the preaching of the word, barricades, you see, are erected. Song services, testimonies are thrown across the path of the sinner.
Amen.
And he deliberately walks right through them. Then say that God is responsible? No, sir.
Amen.
He said, God is a good God is good and full of mercy. And he wouldn't want anyone lost. But man wants to be lost. Because it is his desire. He refuses to walk in the light. That's what makes him be lost.
Amen.
So, my brother, I went out alone. I went out to sea alone. You also went out to sea alone. And what do you wanted? We went out to see what? What did you go out to see? The prophet said here again, he said, I love it here. So listen closely. He said, you can't help being what you are. You see? Because you were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You see? Even if you are a sinner, you are not responsible for being a sinner.
Amen.
Listen closely. Something great is coming.
Amen.
You are not responsible for being a sinner because you have been born in sin.
Amen.
Shaped in iniquity because of the first fall. Amen.
Amen.
But now listen to what the prophet is saying here. He said, you are responsible for remaining a sinner.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
You are not responsible for how you are. That you have been born in sin, that you are a sinner. You are not responsible for it, that you are a sinner. But you are responsible for remaining to be a sinner. That means there is a way for you to come out from that situation.
Amen.
God has provided a way for you to come out from that situation. That we need to identify ourselves with something, my brother. There is something that is there for we to identify ourselves with. Amen. He said, I just asked this question. Why do people try to identify themselves with something? Why do people try to identify themselves with something? The prophet said, it is nature. God gave them that nature. They've got a nature that makes them want to have something to identify themselves with. They must have something that they want to be like. An objective in life. They want to be a movie star. They want to be a cowboy, or something on that idea. My brother, that desire to identify yourself with something, he said, God has placed it here. That each and everyone wants to identify himself with something. So you are on that moral agency to find the right thing to identify yourself with. Amen. You decide when you go out. We came out from our different places. But now it is left for us to identify ourselves with something. Oh, hallelujah. And the prophet said, some would like to identify themselves with what? A movie star. With a cowboy. Oh, my children, the youth in this house. My children and even everybody. Listen closely. There are a lot of these celebrities, as they call them. People would like to identify themselves with them. The way they do their haircuts, the way they wear their dresses, the way they do their things. Everybody wants to identify himself with someone. This afternoon, go to especially a place like the UK. Everybody is what? Trying to identify himself with what? A football team. So they put on what? Their clothes, their shirts, scarves, caps, and everything. Identifying himself with something. See? So it is that we Christians also go to identify ourselves with what? With Christ. Putting on Christ. Putting on Christ here. Putting on Christ here. Putting on Christ all over us. Amen. So that when somebody sees us, he said, yeah, that is Christ walking on 2 feet.
Amen.
But he said, God made an example to be identified with. God has given us an example. All these celebrities or whatever is going on, yeah, people have every free moral agency to identify themselves with them. But he said, God has given us an example. When we go out, my brother, my sister, all the things that are happening all over is just the enemy that has brought up all those things. That if you could identify yourself with them, then you become part of him. Children, listen to your parents. Praise the Lord. Never be swayed by any of those things. When you go to school, the way how your classmate has cut his hair, whatever be it, he's trying to identify himself with somebody, a TV star or whatever be it. Never also desire that kind of haircut. Oh, praise the Lord. He's identifying himself with something. Listen to daddy. Listen to mommy. He will guide you onto the word, onto the path of righteousness. Never feel within yourself that you are up to age. No, sir. Look, somebody went out of the way. You've heard it already. That a 15-year-old boy just took a knife and stabbed his teacher. See? Killed him. That's a child that is what? Gone out of the way. That has never had any parental guide. See? Parent delinquency. And the whole situation, the whole condition is what? It's growing worse and worse. I've been in UK and I always, my heart has been bleeding. I've taught in UK, so I know what I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Right in classroom, a girl will just be putting her makeups whilst you are teaching. In UK, the girls, their dresses are up to here. Praise the Lord. And still they have parents at home. My brother, my sister, the whole thing from politics, the leaders, everywhere. Everything has what? Become fragile, as the prophet said. And everything is broken. So, my brother, my sister, we need to keep our eyes on our children. Keep your eyes on them. And children, be obedient unto your parents. They know what they are trying to tell you. Because out there is nothing that can what? You can ever have that word will satisfy you.
Amen.
It will never bring you peace in your life.
Amen.
Look at the people in the streets that never had what? Identification with Christ.
Amen.
The next thing is that they become what? They call them what? Junks? Huh? Look, their lives is miserable. Do you want to be like that? God bless you.
Amen.
Stay with the word.
Hallelujah.
Listen to your parents.
Amen.
And grow up what? As a child of God.
Amen.
And see the joy that you will receive at the end of it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the prophet was saying here, he said, identify yourself with some movie queen, you will see where you will be.
Amen.
Identify yourself with some cowboy or some teenager, you will see where you will be.
Hallelujah.
But I challenge you tonight, but let's say I challenge you this morning.
Amen.
Identify yourself with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In his death.
Amen.
And his resurrection.
Amen.
And see where you will be at the resurrection.
Amen.
For if we suffer with him, we shall reign with him.
Amen.
God has given us the promise, and any and mine, my whole desire is to be like him.
Amen.
See?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
As we've come out from our various places, my brother, there's only one thing we need to identify ourselves with. That to identify ourselves with what? With Christ.
Amen.
And then the prophet was saying, he said, oh, take me, O Lord,
amen,
and mold me,
amen,
and make me,
amen,
shape me over again.
Hallelujah.
I like the prophet that went down to the potter's house,
amen,
and said, break me up and remold me.
Amen.
Oh, break me up and remold me. What went ye out to see? Oh, I went out to see and look for the one who has eternal life that I can identify myself with.
Amen.
He's the one that I can touch with all my infirmities and confess my sins. And through his blood, my sins will be forgiven. I will be cleansed. Amen.
Amen.
I will be cleansed. The prophet said, he was referring to the old time. He said, in the Old Testament, when a man wants to want to be identified at the house of God, he took the most innocent thing he could find as a lamb.
Amen.
Because the lamb is known to be free from sin. See? And he takes the lamb and puts his hands upon its head. And confess his sin.
Amen.
And by faith, he transfers his sin on the lamb.
Amen.
On the innocence of that lamb. And then the lamb dies in his stead. You see? In the old time, that's what they did. Takes what? The most innocent thing. That is what? A lamb. And goes to the altar. Puts his hand upon it. And then confess all his sins. And that lamb dies in his stead. But now listen to what the prophet said here. But what did he do? He said he went right back out of the temple with the same desire he had what? He had gone in. See? The blood of what? Bulls and goats cannot save. Because there is nothing in the blood that identifies an animal to you. Because we have been what? Made in the image of God.
Amen.
So my brother, when you come in here, oh, whom do you put your hands upon? Put it upon your own idea or your own thoughts. My brother, it won't work.
Amen.
look, why you came here? You came here to see what? You came here many a time because, oh, I want to hear the word of God so that I want to surrender myself to the Lord and let his word just come upon me and what? Mold me and make me. Oh, I know that even I did something wrong. Oh, I come in here, I know that what? I'm a fornicator. I'm an adulterer. Oh, but now I see that it is not right before God.
Amen.
So I come here and lay before the altar.
Amen.
And pray for forgiveness.
Amen.
I lay my hands upon.
Amen.
What did you lay your hands upon? What? My brother, let us not deceive ourselves.
Amen.
Because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses.
Amen.
So if you did it honestly and sincerely, it will what? You will never go back the same.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But sometimes, many times we come here with something deep here. And right from the pulpit, something will come to check whatever was in your heart. Whereas you needed to leave it here, cast it upon him. You go back through that same door, doing the same thing, carrying the same thing in your heart. My brother, what you came here to see what? You came here to do what? What did you go to the wilderness to see? Praise the Lord. I have an oath against my brother. And I come to the house of God. And you hear from the pulpit. Forgive your brother. Then you leave but still holding on to that same thing in your heart. My brother, you are deceiving yourself. It is not the blood of Jesus Christ you came here for. You came here for something else. Maybe to while away the time. Or just to make the house or the church, your brother, to know that you are a Christian. You are deceiving yourself, my brother, my sister. We come here so that, as the word of God says, it has been inspired and it is profitable. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction,
Amen.
For instructions,
Amen.
Unto good works.
Amen.
So that we, the children of God, will be thoroughly furnished
Amen.
Unto good works.
Amen.
Unto good works.
Amen.
Not to repeat those same things.
Amen.
You came here to do what? What did you go out to see? You came here to see what, my brother, my sister? And then you still carry the same thing in your heart
Amen.
Against your brother, against your sister. You still carry it out there.
Amen.
You are a fornicator. And you come here. Fornication is being what? Being lashed.
Amen.
You go back and still do the same thing.
Amen.
My brother, my sister. Christ did it for us.
Amen.
It's left for you now to apply the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Many of those people said, oh, these bulls and goats. See? Every year they will come. Every year they will come. But with Christ, it's once.
Amen.
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 With Christ, it's once. The price is paid once.
Amen.
So if you are sincere, if you truly came for repentance, my brother, it will never come back to you again.
Amen.
It will never come back to you again.
Amen.
They will come, but you will be able to overcome.
Amen.
Because God strengthens you. He gives you his word, his spirit. To stand against every works of the enemy. Because he has seen the sincerity and your faith in him. He will protect you. Said, God is our refuge.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will be your refuge. He will keep you in the secret of his tabernacle. The enemies will come. The enticing spirits will come. But his spirit will always raise a standard for you. You will never fall again. You will make mistakes. And even you realize immediately and go down on your knees and say, Lord, forgive me. But you can't sin. Praise God. All these types that were the blood of bulls and goats, they were all types and shadows of the real thing to come, the Lamb of God. As John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of this world. They were all what? Shadows. And the prophet said something I love this, was that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. See? The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. And the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. So we've had a revelation, my brother. Now let's see how even Christ himself. Let's turn to Romans 6. Read from 3 to 8. Identifying with Christ. Let us connect a scripture to this. Amen. Romans 6, reading from 3 to 8. He said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized in Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Amen. Identification. Amen. Amen. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Oh, the very spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Oh, hallelujah. He said, for if we have been planted together, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of, we shall be also in the likeness of what? Of his resurrection. We are still on what? Identifying with what? Christ. Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. Sorry. See. That we will not serve sin anymore. Amen. Because that old man is crucified. Hallelujah. Is destroyed. Amen. Oh. Amen. Let that old life be destroyed. Amen. You came here to do what, my brother? Why didn't you stay at home and rest this Sunday?
That's right.
But you came all the way, even driving, using your petrol, your car, the tires are even what? They are wearing out. Brother Eli, you had to pack all your children and come here. Why? Then you go back the same. Oh. Go by the same.
Amen.
Let that old man, old body, old life be destroyed.
Amen.
That henceforth we should not what serve sin anymore.
Amen.
For he that, verse 7, he that is dead is freed from sin.
Amen.
Oh, let us die, my brother.
Amen.
We let us die and be identified with him. Oh, if there is any life, you see, not I don't mean eternal life, But the life of this world, if it is in you, let it die.
Amen.
We are too much alive. I've been always saying this. Some people don't die, they just close their eyes. And they say they are dead. And when you step on his toes, he open one eye and look at you. Say, this brother step on my toe, my toes. I will deal with him later. See? You are alive. If you are dead, you never see it.
Amen.
Because you are alive with one eye open.
Amen.
So you see all what is happening.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, die!
Amen.
And so that you'll be free from sin.
Amen.
The natural death. When natural death, someone is dead. Just go and slap him. Pop, 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 pop. Oh. He doesn't feel anything.
Amen.
He doesn't feel anything.
That's right.
The natural death. And the spiritual death, that's the same thing how it is. Somebody does anything against you, don't feel it.
Amen.
Amen. Because you are dead. Let us die, my brother.
Amen.
Let us die, my sister.
Amen.
Too much bickering. Too much small things here and there. Now, verse 8. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
Amen.
Identifying ourselves with Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet said, he loves going on hunting. He loves going on hunting. He said, I've done hunting in Africa, in India, across the mountains, in the U.S., and in Canada. He said, I love the mountains. I love the sunsets. And then hearing the eagles scream. It is good. I love to be there. But now listen. But he said, brethren, when my heart begins to thump and to beat, when I begin to think of the sick people and that call, and there is something within me, Christ,
amen,
I will get down out of this mountain right quick.
Amen.
Get down there to the people. I want to identify myself as his servant among his people.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Amen.
When you have that feeling for your brother, for your sister,
amen,
though you are in your ward, you have every right to ward, to be, to relax or to stay somewhere or to do something. But because of a brother, because of a sister,
amen,
oh, you run quickly, oh, to be ward, to be part of that brother,
amen,
in whatever situation he is in. Oh, my brother, said the prophet said, I want to identify myself as his servant among his people.
Amen.
Let us identify ourselves amongst,
amen,
the body of Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because we are all, I need you, you need me.
Amen.
We need everyone.
Amen.
Because we are one body.
Amen.
As I was saying the other day, even if one hand, you try to what? Get your hand healed, because it's part of the body. If one hand is what? It's not in order. It's paining you. It affects the whole body. It affects your walking. It affects your speech. Everything it affects. That's the real true body of Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. That will be one another. To one another. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how I love to identify myself with him. He said, then the prophet said, then in regards to that, he comes back among us and identify himself with us.
Amen.
Amen. If we can be that one, if we can be identify ourselves among the body of Christ,
amen,
then he said he comes down to identify himself,
yeah,
with the body.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. So that whatever we say, it is what? It is yea. It will come to pass. Let us hold on to him, my brother. Oh, what can the world do for you? What can the world do? The world has nothing. Sickness, disease, death.
Amen.
That's all what the world can give to you. As what? As a reward. But we have a reward from our God. that we will be. Now let's look at another how Jesus Christ identified himself with us in Hebrews 13, 12 and 3. Oh my. Look at what he did. Just look at what he did. Hebrews 13, 12 and 13. He said, wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. See? To sanctify the people with his own blood, he suffered without the gates. For his blood to be shed for you and me. He died. Amen. Then verse 13. And so what remains also? He is has given us the identification. He has given us the way. So what do we do? He said, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Let us also identify ourselves with him. Because he's done it for us. Let's do the same also. Let us go beyond our camps. Going beyond the camp. And identify ourselves with him. Whatever camp you are in, my brother, that camp, your personal camp, is death. Your own personal camp is death. Let us go beyond our camps. Praise the Lord. Let's go beyond our thoughts. Let's go beyond our own desires and our own wishes. Those are camps that you are living in. And go beyond the camp and bear his reproach. And identify ourselves with him. Let's go beyond that camp, my brother. Oh, hallelujah. What went ye out for to see? You came here to see what, my brother? Came here to see what, my sister? Today, anybody can call himself a prophet. When Jesus said, you want to see a prophet? They said, yes. Say, yeah, I say unto you, more than a prophet. More than a prophet. Today, anybody can call himself what? A prophet. But brother, we know who a prophet is. Someone with what? A vindicated word. Amen. Someone what? With the pillar of fire. Amen. Not that kind of what? A reed type of prophets. Oh, all those with what? Raiments and all those of things. Soft raiments. That's not the kind of what? The prophet we came here to see. We came here to see what? A vindicated prophet. Amen. Amen. Now, do you see how dangerously the world is heading to? My brother, do we identify? Do we see how dangerously the world is heading to? Now, there is no more Bibles in the homes. Many homes now, there is no Bible. Now, they've kicked away what? The Bibles from the schools. Before UK, the first lesson is what? Religion. Bible studies. They've kicked it out from the schools. And now the church that says it is holding the Bible also, they have compromised. They've compromised with it. Now look at what is happening. Look. I was trying to print it and I forgot it, but I will just say it. It's the truth I'm saying. Amen. I read it from the internet. A cardinal blasphemed. See? He was saying that, are you sure that Jesus is coming back again? Say, are you sure that Jesus is coming back again? And you know what he said? Lord, forgive me for making this remark behind the pulpit. He said when Jesus made that promise to the his disciples, he was drinking wine. Look at that. My brother, look. Somebody who says, who has held the Bible before and preached, now look at what he's saying. See? And you know what my wife said? He said, I believe he rather was the word on wine. For him to make that remark. He rather was on wine to make that remark. It's terrible, my brother. Serious. Now man can just say anything without any word, with all impunity. Blaspheming. And then they quickly, the Vatican sent that cardinal who made that remark is on retirement, so he's not part of the flock now. So that cardinal who made that remark is on retirement. He's not part of the flock. But my brother, the world is moving in a very dangerous way. And we need to identify ourselves with what? With Christ.
Amen.
The prophet said something here. He said, now when a man is out of the spirit, he justifies himself.
Amen.
See? He does no wrong. He does no wrong. My brother, when you begin to feel I don't do anything wrong, you are out of the spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are out of the spirit. He said, any man that is out of the spirit justifies himself.
Amen.
In everything he feels that he's justified. Watch it, my brother.
Amen.
It's very dangerous. Now I was talking about that 15-year-old boy who stabbed his teacher. Look at that. Now let us look at how God is seen today. They are all in the scripture here. What God is seeing today. Today, God is seeing today as Noah's day. Genesis 5:6. That's what God is seeing today. What is there? That means the world outside there is nothing good, my brothers.
Amen.
That is how God is seen, because he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in our day.
Amen.
Open at Genesis 5:6. That's what God is seeing today.
Amen.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Is it not true?
Amen.
In this our day, is it not true?
Amen.
Wickedness. Someone can just put a belt around himself and just go and blast himself, kill a number of people, and he said, I'm fighting for God. Oh. So that I'll go and marry 72 virgins. And leave his poor wife here. Lust. It happened in UK during the 77. One of them was a medical. He's a doctor. He's gone through university. Knowledgeable. With a wife, with a small little girl. See? Killed himself because he leaves a poor woman to go and marry 72 virgins. Oh, my brother, my brothers, kill that lust in you.
Amen.
Kill that lust.
Hallelujah.
When you are going through the streets, he said the bird can fly over your farm.
Amen.
But you can You can stop it from landing.
Amen.
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 You can stop it from landing.
Amen.
That means you cannot Because someone will just, from one corner, you see it, boom, before you. But quickly take off your eyes from it.
Amen.
Amen. Because there are examples in the Bible.
Amen.
Even David, he looked too long. When you look too long, my brother,
Amen.
Watch it.
Amen.
David looked too long. Maybe he watched and said, ah. Then he turned again. Ah. Then the devil started working on him.
That's right.
Turn once and off you go.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hmm. These are all wickedness.
Amen.
Huh? They are all wickedness. Wicked women. Because when he dresses, he says, I'm dressing to kill. See? That's in her mind. I'm dressing to kill today. And he goes in the street truly killing people. But one day you answer for it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because as many that looked after you and lust after you, all of them is what? Is adultery.
Mm.
You answer for it one day.
Amen.
He said, verse 6:11. That the earth also was corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with violence. See? Is it not true today?
Amen.
Corruption everywhere.
Amen.
Oh, my country, Ghana. Corruption. Oh, my. They are just squandering everything just like that. Corruption. You have to pay your way through. See? All over. And violence.
Amen.
Violence. That's how God is seen today. That's how he's seen today. Would you want to identify yourself with that? If God, I will come on that. Then God is seen again. In Lot's day.
Amen.
What happened in Lot's day? He's seen it today. Isn't it true?
Amen.
Men sleeping with men.
That's right.
Is it not happening?
Amen.
That's why that name, Sodom, Sodomy came from what? That city. See? Men sleeping with men. Now, they've allowed it into riot in the church. Blessing them. Blessing them. In the U.S., one man blessed his own son in that kind of marriage, and the church suspended him. Then, another minister in that same church, in that same denomination, also blessed his son, and he was not what? He was not sacked. And so the other one was fighting them. Look at that. My brother. Do you want to identify yourself with that? My dear sisters at the back there. Do you want to identify yourself with that kind of life? I want to hear amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Never identify yourself with those things. What they call themselves celebrities or whatever they call it. My brother, my sister, they are all the work of the devil.
Amen.
Mm. Now, look at the time we are living in now. We have combined the two most what? Evil times in the Bible. Our own time has combined both Noah and what? Lot. Serious, my brother. We've combined two. And now, we go along with what? A church. That is what? Wretched. Naked. Huh? Blind. Look at the church. With these conditions, two conditions, and then look at what? The kind of church. Laodicea. The spirit of lukewarmness. Neither hot nor cold. That spirit, my brother, let us not identify ourselves with that. When we come here, Let us identify ourselves with the power of the Holy
Amen.
Ghost.
Amen.
When it comes to what? Praises, my brother. Let the thing inside here begin to what?
Amen.
Come out.
Amen.
Have that kind of liberty to worship Him.
Amen.
Throw yourself before Him.
Hallelujah.
And let Him use you.
Amen.
Get yourself surrendered. Oh, my brother. Because when you look at 2 Peter 2, 4 to 6, he said, God spared not the angels that sinned. The angels even, he never spared them, but cast them down to hell and delivered them unto the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. 2 Peter 2, 4 to 6. God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Verse 5. He said, he spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. God never spared her though. He never spared Noah's day. And if we have combined two, are we going to be spared?
No.
Oh, then he's an unjust God. But our God is a just God.
Amen.
Amen. He said what? Verse 6. And he turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly.
Amen. Amen.
An example.
Amen.
That he's not going to spare.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's an example, my brother, my sister. Watch what we identify ourselves with. Let us not identify ourselves with what? With the world. Amen. In this order, I had to just jump many things. So, he said, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be?
Hallelujah.
In all holy conversation and godliness.
Amen.
Seeing that all these things are going to be dissolved. Why, my brother? Do you want to be dissolved alongside with what, the world? Do you want to perish with the world? Oh, my brother, there is what? A way has been provided for us.
Amen.
God's provided way. Where before all these things will happen, he whisked what? His children away.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Mm. Look, God is doing all these things. I mean, in our time, in this period that we are living in, he's still doing it. You won't understand it. I think I've given this testimony before. That my son went to Ukraine, and he was in Simferopol, in Crimea. He was to attend the Crimea University for his master's. And then something happened. He went late, and so the course, they advised him to what? To wait till next academic year. So he was advised to take what? The course in language, because it's part of the modules that they are to do. Amen. To learn the Ukraine and Russian language. So they just transferred him to another place to go and do the course while he's waiting for the academic year. 3 days he left Simferopol. Simferopol was surrounded by what? By the Russian soldiers. Crimea. And now Crimea has turned to be what? Russia. So before that place could turn to Russia, God took his child away from among them.
Amen.
That's the way how the whole thing is going to be rapture.
Amen.
My brother, it's true.
Amen.
It's very true.
Hallelujah.
It will come before.
Amen.
What is he saying? Before the ashes or the overthrow. Oh, we are already gone. My brother, let us be part of it. If we don't take care I don't know whether probably you'll be, as brother was talking about the dimensions today. Because Lazarus saw, the rich man saw Lazarus, you see. I don't know whether we will be seeing the same that way. Maybe, my brother, you see yourself somewhere and then somebody you just look down upon. You see him up there. See? Let us not deceive ourselves, brethren. We have a prophet.
Amen.
We have a prophet.
Amen.
And so all this deception that is going on, God was true to his word.
Amen.
That before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send you an Elijah.
Amen.
To turn your hearts back toward the truth.
Amen.
Amen. That is why we are here. So when we come here, we are coming what? To take the truth.
Amen.
Because we don't want to identify ourselves with the world. Brethren, God is so good to us.
Amen.
Amen. And when the Elijah has come, everything old, my brother, is what? It's in line, precept upon precept, line upon line. Amen. You don't want that woman of Zarephath. He had only what? His last meal. Small flour and small oil. The last meal. She went out. The prophet said, he believes the woman when she went out, she was praying.
Amen.
Oh God.
Amen.
Look at my son. We have our last food. Amen. What was upon her heart, she was desiring that God steps in. Amen.
Amen.
And when she went out to find what? Two steaks to come and prepare the last meal, there he saw a man
Amen.
Standing there.
Hallelujah.
Not clothed in what? Soft raiment.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
He looked so rugged.
Amen.
But one thing is that when she started talking with the man,
Hallelujah.
The man said something.
Amen.
He said, thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That alone settled it.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
The true prophet has thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
And we have thus saith the Lord in this our day.
Amen.
See? And when thus saith the Lord came into that house, that small flour and that small oil, the flour, he said what? It wasted not.
Amen.
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 And the oil faileth not.
Amen.
They were what? Every day there was what? Available.
Amen.
That is the house of God where we are because we have the same prophet here.
Amen.
We have the food of this for a season.
Amen.
The very food that what?
Amen.
Spiritual food of the season that what will rapture us. Because the message of this day has the quickening
Amen.
Power
Hallelujah.
To quicken us,
Amen.
To quicken every
Amen.
Dead condition,
Hallelujah.
And bring life back again.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I was in the Presbyterian, and I've been telling you all this. I thought I was a Christian on the Eve, 31st days, 31st on the Eve to me, before the New Year. I'll be somewhere dancing. And when it is getting to 12 o'clock, I run to the church to receive blessings. And then from there, I come back to continue. My brother, huh? I come back to continue my dancing, entering into what? Another year. See, carry the same spirit again. But praise be to God.
Amen.
One day, he made me to meet the prophet of my day. Praise God.
Amen.
And now, oh, the joy that is upon my heart. Look, when I draw out of my pocket, I won't see anything. But the joy here is so
Amen.
Great.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
There is always joy in my heart.
All right, okay.
If they don't do that, we have to clear the
problem. Amen, 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 amen. Okay. Yeah, as you came in, you saw the alarm was on. And so they have come to try to put everything right now. So my brother, for the last, let me call Abraham, our father. Abraham went out from his kindred. And when he went out, what was he looking for? He was what? Looking for what? A city.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Which has foundation. Which whose maker and builder is God.
Amen.
He knew that there was no continuing city here. My brother, there's no continuing city here.
Amen.
As we have also come out, let us look for that city.
Amen.
That has foundation.
Amen.
That whose builder is what? And maker is God.
Amen.
Let's look for that. Let's identify ourselves with that.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. The musicians just come up here. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother, let's identify ourselves with what? With Christ. That's where life is. We've come out. If we've come out, let's what? What is your identification? Ask yourself today, you came out, and what have you identified yourself with? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus asked the question, what went ye out for to see?
Amen.
I like that English.
Hallelujah.
What went ye out for to see?
Amen.
So you come here to see what? We've come to see Christ. We want to identify ourselves with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Because he's the only one.
Amen.
Oh, how many love him?
Amen.
Oh, shall we stand? How many love him?
Amen.
Oh, will Hallelujah. You identify yourself with him?
Amen.
Let the world go from your life. Let the world go from your life. And click onto him. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God's in his We call him Jesus. He came to life. Heal and forgive. He bled and died. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove
my Savior
lives, because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. The light of glory, for I know he reigns, because he lives. So because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
I can face tomorrow,
because he lives.
So because he lives,
all fear is.
Oh,
God sent his prophet. He sent his prophet. Just as he brought the sty wound, he would say, oh, to prepare a bride for the same time. Oh, I can face tomorrow. Oh, because he lives, oh, fear red. Oh, my fear is gone, because I know he holds my future. I'm so glad he was willing to drink that bitter cup.
the closing day of time. Oh, what joy the glorious hope affords, and so no wondrous truths are blind, oh sublime, he shall reign, knowing of kings and Lord of glory. Hallelujah.
He's coming soon. Amen. Because everything shows that he's near. His coming is near. Even as the prophets preach in the message book, the red light of the flashing red light of his coming. Amen. He said what? The hand is down. The train is in the block. Very soon he's pulling at the station. Amen. Have you taken your luggages? Or you are still just roaming about in the station? We got to be ready for it.
Amen.
He's coming soon. Everything is showing. Everything is directing. This moment, my brother, we have heard from him this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
That we need to identify ourselves with him. If there is anything that is not right, which your life has been identified with tonight, why don't you say, Lord,
Hallelujah.
I cast them before you. I surrender them before you. That I'm not leaving here to go to do the same thing again.
Amen.
I'm not going back to take them. Because I'm not a dog that to go back to my vomit. Oh, Lord Jesus, this afternoon, oh God, your word I've accepted. I say yea to your word. I say yes to your word. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Oh, your children,
Hallelujah.
The things that are in their life that are not right, oh God, that they have identified themselves this afternoon, Lord, they are surrendering everything. They want to leave them, oh God, here. Father, grant them the strength, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, quicken them, oh Lord Jesus. Let your spirit raise standards, Lord. When the enemy comes back, Lord Father, let your spirit fight those enemies, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, just say something to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just say something to the Lord. Just say something to the Lord. Say something to the Lord. It could be a confession. Just confess to him. It could be a thanksgiving. Just thank him. That he will continue with his word to guide you. Oh Lord. Lord. Oh. yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We bless you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. Musicians. We sing one song as we are singing. We call our precious brother Francois to close us in prayer.
We shall rise, we shall rise. In that resurrection morning, the morning it shall be. We shall rise, hallelujah. Oh, and the saints will come rejoicing and adore. Oh, we shall rise, hallelujah. We shall rise. In we shall rise, hallelujah, Jesus. Rise, amen, we shall rise, hallelujah, in that resurrection morning, when its prison bars are broken, we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise, in that resurrection morning, what a meeting it shall be. We shall rise, hallelujah, we shall. Oh, when our fathers and our mothers and us, we shall sit, we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall. Rise, hallelujah, we shall rise, amen, we shall rise, hallelujah, in the resurrection morning, when this prison bars are broken, we shall rise, hallelujah, we shall rise.
Wonderful. Jesus Christ, this afternoon we want to thank you because your presence was really among us. We didn't come here in vain. We have received something that purpose us to be here, Father. Surely we didn't come to see with one another, and we come expecting, and we have met with thee, Father. And you have spoken the word of life to us, Father. That the purpose of us living here. The Bible say the judgment began in the house of the Lord, Father.
Amen.
That the reason this morning we have received your words has shaped us, Father, has moved us, oh Father, that we should not be judged with this world, Father. We don't want to take these things for granted, Father. We want these things to do the work that you send them to our life, Father. Let this word, the message of the hour, Father, the scripture of the Bible, become flesh in each of us' life, Father. But we don't want to be taken with this world, Father, unaware, because you have already revealed all these things to us, Father. Father, forgive our shortcoming, our trespass, Father, our wrongdoing, Father. We promise you that we never go back to them again, Father. Fill each soul with thy Holy Spirit, Father. That consuming fire from heaven, Father, should consume all the roots of the evil, Father, in our life. All the desire of the evil, Father. All the desire of the things of this world, Father, shall be burned by the Holy Spirit, Father. Then when we leave this place and come back next time, Father, we shall say that we are changed people, Father. We have come long enough to church, Father. There's a time where we need the token to be on display, Father. Is the time that we are living in. Because we could see all around us the flashing red light of you coming, Father. What more we can ask you? Just a closer and a deeper walk with thee, Father. That while we humble ourselves this afternoon, Father, that you should grant to us, Father. Also, we want to commit our brother that has a minister, Father, the word to us. He has put himself aside, Father, to seek thy face, Father, that he shall bring with something that can help thy people, Father, restore his virtue, Father. That the next time when he stand before us, Father, that when he preach the word, we shall receive something, Father. Provide also to his need, physically speaking, Father. Because you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides to the need of thy people. Father, this moment, we want to remember our pastor, Father, that you shall be with him, Father. As he's traveling back, oh Father, that you shall travel, grant him a safe journey, Father, and restore, oh Father, our relationship with our good brother. Where he went, Father, Brother George Queen, we ask that you shall bless them, Father. And bless all the saints around this island, Father. North Island, Father, bless them, Father. And keep us all in the same channel of the revelation of thy word, Father. That we may live one day, oh Father, because the scripture said to us that Abraham was seeking that city, oh Father, where the Lord is the master builder himself. And we know that the city will come down, Father, from heaven and upon this earth, Father, and we will dwell on it, Father, because that is a reality, Father. Is not a myth, Father. And the prophet say when Abraham get there, when he met Melchizedek, he could feel that that city will be sure on earth, Father. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the word that was preached, Father. We thank you for all the prayer requests, oh Father. Everybody that come to the line of prayer, because your prophet says, wherever this message is preached, the angel of the Lord is not there.
Hallelujah.
It's not the way we feel, but the way the scripture says, Father. And we believe that the angel of the Lord was with us and is with us now, Father. And grant all our petition, Father, because our petition are genuine, Father. If there's something that are not genuine, Father, let your will done inside of our life, Father. We want to go back to our different place, Father. We ask you that you angels shall go before us and protect us from all the work of the enemy, Father. And when we meet here on Wednesday, Father, we will give glory and honor unto thee, Father. Bless us all, Father. We thank you for the song of worship. We thank you for everything that was said, everything that was done in this house. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Shall wipe away your tears. There's no